How's Justin?
He's got a tight back. They're just taking the precautions.
With them, is he going to play you on this Saturday?
What's that?
Is he going to play you on
we'll
Saturday?
We'll see. We expect that to be the case, but you know, he'll have to do a little bit of improvement.
How's Pugh coming along, Tom?
Good. Good. He should. I hope he gets cleared this week.
This week?
Weekend. For next week.
Brewer and Cooper Taylor?
Then we'll make it this week. And hopefully, the doctor was pretty optimistic about Taylor. And I think once guys start feeling better with the other thing, then they come along pretty quick. So we'll see.
Concussions.
What's that?
They're all concussions. Taylor's a hamstring.
Taylor's a hamstring.
Yeah. How about Nassib? What have you seen from him so far? And he'll play, I would assume, on Saturday.
Young guy with a lot of ability that's trying to fight his way through all the learning. And, you know, he did some good things again today.
Last week, Justin played a little bit of stand up. Is that something you guys have been exploring, maybe with him and a couple other defensive?
He's been probably doing that for the last 5 to 7 years. that's just to move him around, get him in position, bring him to different spots. There's multiple guys can play that role, but he's been doing it with the first group. How's he doing?
How's he look?
He's had some very good practices. He occasionally suffers from a lack of experience and something new confronts him, but he's been impressive. He's a tough kid. He's battling.
Tom, how much have you liked what you've seen about Malcolm Jenkins out there defensive end? It's been a few days now.
He's a tough guy to block no matter where he is. He's very, very effective, very good, moves well. It just gives us a nice piece of versatility to be able to play in basically wherever we need it. Anything else?
With the lack of contact, is it tougher to evaluate linebackers?
We didn't have any lack of contact yesterday. We did all right in that area yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what these games are for. They'll get plenty of chances.
How many starters are for? How many starters go for?
Yeah, so. I've done that before, but
why not?
Well, it's why and then why not? I mean, we have 90 or 86, whatever. We have plenty of work to do right here. It's very early in camp. I'd like to be a little more refined. You bring another team in here, I don't know if you're going to get as many snaps as these guys get every day. So. You also have to be very, very much aware of who you're working against. So, I think we used to do this all the time. Years ago, everybody did it and so on and so forth. And then it kind of disappeared a little bit. And I think most people feel like the 4 preseason games are plenty. But if there's an advantage, then I think people go ahead and do that.
What about starters for the Steeler game? How are you?
Usually,
limited role?
Usually they'll have a limited number of snaps, but we'll play. Those that are healthy will play.
Bears going to get some time to pull back. You're confident in Adrian and Brandon to do the job through the preseason and into the season if necessary?
Well, yeah. I mean, Bears done it before. He's done it in big games. He's done it through the playoffs. I mean, he's been there before in that spot, so I would expect he could. He'll do a good job. Yeah, I just saw a glimpse of that. I did not really know that, but it makes me smile. I mean, he's one of our guys. You know, he's did a great job when he was here. Mr. Versatility. You know, played linebacker, played back in the secondary. We had a package basically designed to get him and others on the field at the same time, and he responded very, very well. Very, very. Very smart player, a guy who could direct traffic back there. The guys really respected him. He had the ability to recognize when things weren't championship quality, and he would call people's attention to that, and guys respected him for that. So I look forward to seeing Dion again, and see if we can get him in here and talk to our team too. He does a very good job of that.
Have you seen your quarterback's rap video yet, Tom?
Just heard about that, but no, I've not been able to, not sat down and taken a look at that. I'm sure that's probably, I don't know what the music awards are, but whatever it is, I'm sure that he'll be in the running.